This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello everyone, welcome to Sherm Radio, and I'm Archana Jarrett. Yes, Sherm is on air. So don't forget to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. as we'll be catching up with HR and business leaders to talk about all things that matter for work, workers and workplaces. We're in the midst of the corona pandemic and it has changed our lives in every which way and how. And we're wondering if some of these changes will be long-lasting or even permanent. So today I'm catching up with Piyush Mehta to talk about just that, the future of post-COVID and understanding what this next normal could look like for organizations. Piyush needs no introduction. He's one of the most highly respected HR leaders in India and Chief Human Resource Officer at Genpact. So Piyush, thank you so much for joining us in the first ever Sherm Radio podcast and welcome.
Thank you, Archana. Really delighted to be on your first show on Sherm Radio. And thank you for having me.
I know you must be really busy right now, Piyush, so we really appreciate your time. And before we, you know, get into the topic, just, you know, on a lighter note, maybe you could share with us some anecdote or strange thing that's happened to you during this lockdown.
Sure. I'll share with you something that's equally anecdotal, equally strange, and especially if you consider the outcomes, which is that I've learned or attempted to learn to give myself haircuts. And clearly, you know, the learning curve is steep and I'm at the bottom of that steep slope right now. So lots of things will change post-COVID. And for me, it'll be the value of a haircut. I will look at it very differently now, and especially the people who have to bear with my haircut in my family and my friend circle.
Or maybe you'll just become more skilled at it by the end of it. But yeah, I think salons will have long queues after they open up finally. So looking forward to that. And moving on, Piyush, we're all getting ready for things to start opening up. We're hoping that, you know, things normalize. What changes do you envisage in the short term for workplaces as we move into into the workplace?
Well, one, Archana, I would say that, you know, our view as an organization and my view in general is that we should do a very cautious restart. Just springing back to the old normal, in my view, would be nothing short of disastrous. Mm-hmm. I think this needs to be a very gradual start. We should not flip the switch back. It needs to be slow, a gradual process. Our personal view is that about 20% of the corporate work done in person in, let's say, towards last year should come back on site. And, you know, a lot of it should move permanently back home. And a lot of it should transition over a period of time. I think, you know, the definition of office will evolve. I think a lot of in-person corporate work will go virtual. This whole concept of physical distancing, for example, I mean, if you're going to sit 6 feet away from someone at work and, you know, do meetings remotely, etc., then the whole question of doing things together becomes very different. Virtual is as good, right? So I think it's to question the definitions what could have been virtual work and what needed to be done in office. In addition to that, I think it'll have important ramifications for, you know, for talent and for people. It won't be geographically centric anymore. It'll enable enterprises to broaden the talent pool that, you know, they have an opportunity to leverage and emphasize new skills. You know, how businesses attract and retain top talent will change. You know, the skills which people are looking for and the competencies which people are looking for will change. So, you know, another interesting view is it'll question the whole definition of headquarters. I mean, you know, does a company need to have headquarters? Does its headquarters need to exist? And as an organization where we've always believed in, you know, having distributed headquarters or virtual headquarters or no headquarters, we feel like, you know, the time has come to actually question no headquarters.
Wow, that's a lot of change that you're talking about, Piyush. And I think it's really, you know, people have to give a lot of serious thought as organizations and leaders and as employees on how they prepare themselves for the future. So, you know, and skill competency is something we've been talking about. There's always, you know, been discussions about skill gap. But looking at this, you know, semi sort of workplace, you know, there's a marketing term called phygital, and something like that is what you're describing as future workplaces. So what are some of the skills that employees or people should really be honing to stay relevant in this new scenario?
Yeah, you know, Archana, it's interesting. Among all the things that COVID has impacted, I think that's one thing which our view, in our view, has not been impacted. So, you know, our view was that curiosity and energy and the ability to learn with agility are going to be the skills of the future, even before or should I say pre-COVID. I think it becomes even more important post-COVID because, you know, this was based on the premise that the half-life of most skills is 2 to 3 years. What is relevant today may not be necessarily relevant to a year from now. It is becoming impossible to anticipate the future, but what is clear is that there will be dramatic change. So if you pull all of that together, the ability to be, first of all, humble. And because you are humble, you will be open to the fact that you need to learn and you need to unlearn and then you need to learn again. Curiosity, which you associated with learning, and then continuous reskilling and learning agility. These are things which will be very, very important in the new world. You know, a lot of things in the new world are not predictable today. I mean, you know, all of us are sitting here and reading what we think the future will be. If the future is 50% of that, that will be great. But the balance 50% is what we will have to learn and grow into. So I will go back to curiosity, humility, and learning agility being really, really important.
So really soft skills become that much more critical in the future. And that's a very, very interesting thought, Piyush. We would love to continue this conversation and talk about, you know, managing workforces and leadership skills in this new normal. But at this point, would like to take a very short break. You're listening to Sherm Radio. I'm Archana Jairath in conversation with Piyush Mehta, CHRO Genpact. We'll be right back, so stay tuned.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Sherm Radio, and I'm in conversation with Piyush Mehta. Piyush, coming back to what you were describing as really, you know, while we can look at some aspects and say that with surety that things will change and certain things will, you know, remote work will become a more permanent fixture. Fluid organizations are some things that we're looking at. So in this scenario, you know, managing people, you know, you have today or in the past, we've had the typical workplace culture, the water cooler conversations, face-to-face interactions. And a lot of times, you know, we also, many of the things as leaders, as organizations, we've always had this mindset that, you know, this only works best in a face-to-face scenario. But as you're describing it, it looks like, you know, remote work is here to stay. So what do managers do in this scenario? How do they manage their people in the best way possible?
Yeah, so look, I think two or three things. To the point that you made, leaders will face challenges of creating a virtual culture and shared purpose. So I think leading with a true sense of humility and empathy will become very important. As people increasingly work out of their homes, we'll have to find different ways to get to know our colleagues better, interact with them in different environments, more informality in certain cases. You know, the famous examples of kids and pets may interrupt the workday. And all of this actually, I think, can have a hugely positive spin to it. It's not necessarily negative. So I think an integration of the personal with the professional, a way to ease stress and a way to collaborate and communicate effectively virtually will become some of the permanent changes that I think will be important because, look, I mean, physical distancing will become the new norm. you know, there will be less and less travel. I already talked about the physical corporate headquarters concept evolving. The 9-to-5 workday will be a thing of the past. It already was in many cases, especially in our industry. And you know, those kinds of things will impact things a lot more. Job proximity, once it's no longer a priority, it'll impact how and where people live. You know, commuting times will dramatically reduce. You know, impact will happen on productivity, some positive and some not so positive. All of that will come under a major amount of scrutiny, and then that needs to be fed back in, and managers, you need to find ways to leverage that effectively.
Any examples you can share with us of what you know Genpact as an organization is doing with such a large, hugely diverse and dispersed workforce working remotely? Some of the ways that you're bringing, you know, people together and, you know, going the culture, keeping the culture going for the organization?
Yeah, great question, Archana. So if you know, if anything, I think during this crisis, our conversations within the organization have only increased rather than reduced. I mean, you know, whether it is, it starts from our CEO, Tiger, sending out messages to all employees once a week. He records a video. And interestingly, that video is done at home. You know, it gives you a peek into his apartment and how he how he's living at this point of time, et cetera, et cetera. So it becomes a it becomes an informal method of communication with 100,000 people across the company every week. That is followed with, and you know, that the important thing is how do you keep that conversational across the 100,000 people? So we make sure we bring in questions in advance. We make sure that half of that time is spent responding to key concerns which employees may have. And similarly, there are town halls which the leadership team does with their respective teams on an ongoing basis. I have a town hall coming up later this month with 1,000 people in my team. And again, the idea is to celebrate together. The idea is to share achievements. The idea is to update. The idea is to exchange views. The idea is to get innovative ideas. We've launched a forum, which is you know, going out to 100,000 people to get feedback from them on what we can do better at this point of time. So I'm just giving you a few examples, you know, giving back to the community and involving people in giving back to the community is a tremendous way of bringing the organization together, even virtually. So online learning, very, very powerful at this point of time. And our entire genome proposition, which was our learning proposition for people, was built on being virtual and was built on being created and curated by the internal organization. So that's something which we believe it's a big opportunity for. So, you know, actually, if you ask me, we seem to be busier than we were before the crisis.
I think that's so true. For everyone, everyone I speak to says the same thing. But I think, Piyush, what I hear from you is that communication and there's not no such thing as, and there's never been, but not as true as it is today, that communication is really key and we can't be communicating enough. We should be communicating a lot and also showing a more human side of, you know, leaders should be showing a more human side to be able to relate to people better. Would that be an accurate way to put it?
Hugely, hugely important. I think you know, this is the silver lining on the cloud. It's given us an opportunity to show our colleagues, our teams, our leaders, you know, a combination of the professional side and the other side. And I think that is an opportunity for a more empathetic platform to be created in how people get managed.
That's so beautifully put, Piyush. Thank you so much. I think we've run out of time. I wish we had more time to carry on this conversation because what you've shared has been just so insightful. And I'm sure, you know, a huge learning for all our listeners. Thanks for sharing some of what's going on at Genpact and how you guys are leveraging this time to be even closer to your employees and also giving us a peek into what some of the scenarios that look very likely post-COVID and how we can be better prepared for that. So really appreciate this whole conversation. It's been so fantastic talking to you. and would like to thank all our listeners who've been tuning in to Sharm Radio.
Thank you, Archana. And if you're looking for someone to give highly discounted and highly skilled haircuts, send them my way. Thanks again.
I'm sure many people will be queuing up for e-haircuts, Piyush.
Thanks, everyone. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And don't forget to tune in every Wednesday, everyone, at 10 a.m. while we come back with another great conversation on all things work. So till then, stay home and stay safe. Thanks, Piyush. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
This is Sharm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.